More on the fight that broke out at Belfast International Airport on Saturday night. Witnesses claimed the incident lasted for 20 minutes. The airport disputed that, saying it lasted 7 minutes. And Belfast International Airport has now hit out at the former senior police officer, Jim Gamble. He was on the Nolan Show yesterday, reacting to the footage of this fight that he saw at the airport. Now, remember, in this video clip, men can be seen swinging metal bars at each other. And if you look at the timeline that the airport has, it very much disputes what some eyewitnesses have been saying took up to 20 minutes. The airport has released another statement in which they said, for the sake of clarity and accuracy, the following is the timeline of events. They say at 18:01, the disturbance commenced. At 18:02, the airport control was alerted. At 18:03, they say the airport police were tasked to the disturbance. At 18:06, the airport was in attendance. At 18:07, end of disturbance. In other words, 6 minutes, 7 minutes in total, is what the airport are saying is the true reflection. They've had a pop at Jim Gamble. They've hit out publicly at Jim Gamble, who is with us this morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, you were very much criticising the airport yesterday, and the airport have said it's disappointing. Ill-informed comments on the management and policing of the airport. And they say they've reached out to you. They didn't name you, but it's clear it was you. They say they've reached out to you to appraise you of the facts.
Yeah, no one from the international airport has spoken to me. I think what is really disappointing, if you re-listen to your interview yesterday, I think both you and I were extremely impressed by the eyewitness account. What I said immediately following her very credible account was there's two different versions. There's hers and that of the airports. So in order to deal with that, the best way would be to have an independent review, because ultimately the airport is a privately held company. You know, the police officers there are paid by the airport. They're privately funded. So in order that we can ensure public confidence in the competence of the management, so I'm not talking about the rank and file, the management of Belfast International Airport, this needs to be independently reviewed. You can't have the sergeant in charge of the police carrying out the review to see if they did everything they should. Now, I would have thought a sensible approach by the airport in the context of the reputation they've built over last summer around the debacle of getting through normal security would have been one to welcome the suggestion that an independent review took place so that they could learn any lessons and establish exactly what happened. Simply to attack the messenger, who is also a frequent flyer through their airport, is simply overly defensive. And if they want to get into that...
Well, you've attacked them publicly, and now they're attacking you publicly. They're calling your comments ill-informed.
Well, come on to the programme and let's discuss them. One of the videos that I watched was 5 minutes long. You know, yesterday on the programme, we were told, you know, you read out their statement, that they were there within 3 minutes. Well, actually, you know, the disturbance commenced, they say, at 18:01. I'm sure they got CCTV from the bar. The airport control were alerted at 18:02. And 3 minutes later, airport police were tasked to the disturbance. One of the reasons I said that we needed an independent review is so that we don't get lost in language which is ambiguous. Being tasked to the disturbance and arriving at the scene are two very different things. Now, they may well have done so, certainly in the five-minute length video that I watched, which took place near the shopping area. You know, there was no sign of them. And, of course, this didn't commence in the shopping area. It commenced in the bar.
It's quite incredible. For those people that haven't seen the footage, we'll get it up on my Twitter feed again here this morning. But it's quite incredible to see men with huge bars beating each other in an international airport. Like, it's astonishing.
Well, look, it is astonishing. But let's go back. If you look at the things I've said, what I've said is there are two different versions. Therefore, we need to have an independent review. Is it important that families feel safe going through the airport? Of course it is. Now, at the end of the day, the airport police are not answerable to the Ombudsman's Office in Northern Ireland, as far as I'm aware. They are answerable to the Ombudsman's Office, but not to the policing board. How can we have policing take place in Northern Ireland that is not answerable to the oversight body? That doesn't make any sense to me. There is an issue that we have this anomaly that we have privately funded police resources. and a business is about the bottom line. So what I'm saying is this is an opportune moment to step back and calmly reflect what happened. Well, how did it happen?
You're putting it up to them. You're asking them to come on the show.
Of course. If they are going, you know, to be critical, if they're going to say, well, actually, this is ill-informed, you know, the information that I was working upon was, one, what they had said, and two, what eyewitnesses had said. And what did the lady in the interview say yesterday, that when she spoke to staff at the airport, you know, they said this is what always happens when they're understaffed. Going through the airport week in, week out, all you have to do is have a conversation with any member of staff there, and you'll hear the stories about the airport.
Yeah, but, Jim, we don't know if it is understaffed in terms of policing. That is, that's hearsay,
isn't it? That's why I said
it?
We needed an independent review. Simply telling us that they've got enough resources, simply telling us that they're able to respond appropriately, you know, isn't good enough. Telling us that four people didn't travel after a public affray involving many, that doesn't tell us whether four people were detained and arrested, doesn't demonstrate speedy justice in that they were taken to court the following morning, punished and fined and banned from travelling. That's what you need to see if you're going to reassure frequent flyers.
There are a couple of things in the statement from the airport, and look, we will be on to the airport. Let me just check, have we already been on to them, asking them on? Yeah, but half an hour ago we asked them on, so let's see if the airport frumped up. But in the statement that they issued last night, there were a couple of things in this statement. There was a statement of clarification that certainly pricked my interest. And they say, there's an ongoing police investigation into what happened, and we would appeal to anyone who captured photographic or video evidence to send it, essentially, to the airport. Now, I just thought, we'd be thinking as an ordinary member of the public, would an airport not be covered in CCTV cameras? So they're asking the public for photographic or video evidence.
Well, Stephen, first of all, I would have thought every inch of an airport, but is an
airport not covered with cameras?
An airport will be covered with CCTV, but if you remember our interview yesterday, I said at one stage that I was surprised that they hadn't immediately issued an appeal for all of the mobile phone footage, because it will give you different angles and a different perspective of who did what. You know, the fact that they followed on later that day and did that, I thought was a positive, but it should have been done immediately. Ultimately, they had 2.5 hours. They had access to all of the CCTV. They had people on site. And what I said yesterday, I stand over today, given the nature of this, given the questions that have been asked, given the two different versions from eyewitnesses at the scene and the management at Belfast International Airport, there needs to be an independent review. And we need to step back and ask the question, should policing be going on in Northern Ireland that's not under the auspices of the policing board?
I think also for me, a very important issue here, which we discovered yesterday, is that four individuals did not travel, but other people who had been caught up in the altercation did. And the airport explained in their statement, they said there was insufficient grounds to prevent the remainder of the group from travelling and alcohol was not an issue. Well, insufficient grounds to prevent the remainder of the group from travelling. An airport can decide, they can stop you flying at their prerogative. Now, there were clearly more than four people involved in that altercation. We can see that. We can hear that from the eyewitness that was on the radio yesterday. So at the end of the day, some people who were involved in an open-air public fight in the middle of an airport were allowed onto a plane. Now, what on earth is that all about?
Well, that appears to be the case, and that's why in a review you would want the airlines interviewed. You'd want to know whether or not the pilots, the captains of the planes involved, were told that there'd been an affray, were told that there may be someone boarding their flight who'd been involved in that. But these things, you know, to be fair to the airport, actually, you know, are speculation. And we're working on the basis of the evidence that we had, that the police were sufficiently concerned that they escorted people to the aircraft. So therefore, there must have been the likelihood in their minds of something breaking out again. But the simple fact is this. Let's have an independent review. I've tried to find the last inspection report. But of course, because they're a private company, they're not inspected by Her Majesty's Constabulary of Inspectorate of Constabulary. Well, as far as I'm aware, the last time they had any form of visitor inspection was to do with the oversight of the ports.
So just to tell you, there's quite an extraordinary situation this morning. So we've asked the airport to come on. What they're now doing behind the scenes, Jim, is they're asking us to pose questions to you. So I would have thought that if they're asking us to pose questions to you, that they will come on the radio and front up. Let's see. They say they're going to get back to us ASAP. I'll read exactly what's written in front of me here from an airport representative. I would ask Stephen to pose the following question. Did Mr. Gamble make contact with the airport about this situation to find out any information or gain any understanding before going on air? Well, I would point out to the International Airport, before you answer that, Jim, we asked them to come on. We gave them a platform to come on and they wouldn't do it. That was yesterday. But they're posing questions to you now through me.
Well, look, that's absolutely fine. I came on yesterday having commented on the affray as I saw it on social media, and then coming on to talk initially, as you'll recall, in general terms, having been involved in Special Branch and Ports Policing, about what I think in general. But having listened to the eyewitness account, which I thought was extremely credible, having looked at the videos, I gave an opinion. But of course, my opinion and my public utterance was simply this. There are two different versions. Okay. Let's have an independent review.
Well, let's see if the airport come on. There's loads of time in the programme this morning, and we'll let you know what they say about coming on.